Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yep, we continue our coverage of the big game, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and Soso from Radio Row and the host Committee's Media Center. I know he's had a full career, but I don't know that he could ever envision himself being in the Treasure Chest Casino power seat. But Joe, here you are.
I made it.
Joe DiCamera? How do you say your name?
Joe Giglio.
Joe Giglio.
Yes.
Okay. With WIP in Philadelphia, is
yes,
that it?
Yes.
Is that an Odyssey?
DeCamera's actually our morning show host. I'm the midday. So we got Joe's all over the place.
All right,
so no worries.
It's Philadelphia.
Yeah,
you got Joe's. Hey, Joe, what do you say, Joe?
Just find one down the street, put him on the radio.
So let me ask you this. You work with Odyssey?
Yes.
Because I didn't see you at the Christmas party.
Oh, well, I was busy. We got a football team in the Super Bowl here. I'm working.
Tell me about that, about how, you know, because we just had Thomas Morstead here a second ago, and you remember the onside kick and all that stuff. And for us, man, I'm telling you, that was just, he left a memory for Louisianians that we'll never forget. Compare and contrast with Philadelphia with the, tell me your Super Bowl history. First of all, let's go from there.
So, 1980, here in New Orleans, Eagles first Super Bowl, right? That they lost
yellow
that game.
Ribbon
to the
around the dome, you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, so then 2004, they made it back, and that was after years of knocking on the door. The Eagles were in the title game 2001, 2002, 2003, and they finally get there in 04, and everyone thought that was it. That was the year, and they lose to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl. And then, you know, you fast forward to 2017, the one they won, and that was out of nowhere. I mean, Tommy, out of nowhere. That was a team that, it was a lot of mercenaries, a lot of young players, a lot of one-year veteran free agents, and then they have this young quarterback, Carson Wentz, having an MVP-caliber season. He tears his knee up in December, and everyone in Philadelphia basically just says, it's never going to happen. Like, this was, it's never going to happen. It's not meant to be. And then Nick Foles, backup quarterback, who had been the Eagles starter years before, comes in and has a magical run and wins the Super Bowl in 2017.
That was the Philly special,
That
right?
was the Philly special. Yeah. And they outdid Belichick and Brady, and it was amazing. And now this group, this is their second time there trying to, this is almost like, for me, the jump from, hey, they won one, to now they're becoming one of the best NFL franchises if they could get this one.
So we're looking at, you know, for a new Saints coach here, and what was the Philadelphia sports fans' reaction to Andy Reid and parting ways with Andy Reid? Because, you know, here you are facing him again in the Super Bowl for the second time, so you can say, I don't know, do they look back on it as a good decision, bad decision, what?
So it's pretty split. I mean, there were a lot of people who were tired of Reid because it was almost like he was the coach that got you so far but couldn't get you over the hump. I was always a Reid guy. I thought, look, the Eagles were not much before he got there, and he kind of set the foundation. But what's interesting is they're still in his shadow because although they, it's almost like, you know, you have a divorce and most people move on. Well, he's done better. I can't deny that, right? He has multiple
He's got Patrick Mahomes,
He does, but he found him and drafted him.
That's That's
yeah,
true.
I mean, he mm-hmm. developed them. So if the Eagles can win this game, I feel like you look back and everyone says, we did well after each other. But if the Chiefs win this game, he's got, you know, he's got all these rings. The Eagles just have the one. He'd have beat them head-to-head. There's a lot of Andy Reid angst still in Philadelphia about everything.
Nick Sirianni was not viewed too favorably early this season, right? Tell me about that. And when we played you guys in the second week of the season, that was a very close game.
It was, yeah. I mean, if not for your defenders running into each other, mm-hmm, the Saints probably win
right.
that game. So Sirianni's interesting because he's obviously has a good resume, but we kind of parse it with, well, he's been given the best roster in the NFL the last 3 or 4 years. So he should win a lot of football games. He doesn't get a ton of credit, probably should get more. But early in the season, you mentioned they were struggling. They were coming off of collapsing last year. They were 2-2 after 4 weeks. And then in the fifth game of the season, they barely beat the Browns at home. And he started chirping with some fans in the crowd in Philadelphia, like back and forth. Like mm-hmm. he was upset that they were upset at him. So,
The game?
Right after the game. Okay. They won, but he was annoyed that they were booing him. And when a coach starts yelling at his own fans, you know it's a lot. But
you know what?
They haven't lost a game since, yeah. So people like him.
Maybe it was a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the midday guy? You got a couple more minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good. Hang out. We'll continue to talk with Giglio, who is a midday guy at WIP. He's here to cover the Eagles. He's an Odyssey station, as are we. We're going to take a break I lost track. Tim, what are we doing here? Traffic or just taking a break? Huh? Taking a break. All right, now we'll be back here on WWL. Joe Giglio is sitting out, hanging out with us. He's with Odyssey station, WIP in Philadelphia. I got to talk to you about Kellen Moore, who... Well, what are you hearing in Philadelphia about Kellen Moore being the Saints head coach?
I think he's going to be the coach as soon as the Super Bowl's over. I imagine, you know, it's ironic. 2 years ago when the Eagles won the Super Bowl in Arizona, Jonathan Gannon didn't fly back with the team. He took the Arizona Cardinals job, and we're at like deja vu here because it's the city, the host city, and it seems like our coordinator is going to stay. So I think Kellen Moore is your next head coach down here.
Tell me about how we're going to like that. Tell me what we can expect in Kellen Moore as a head coach. And I have seen some things about, I don't know if it was about him, about being a leader of men or not, being kind of quiet. Tell me about it. Because he's not going to, like you talk about Nick Sirianni, arguing with people in a crowd. He's not that kind of guy,
he's
right?
not. So I think he's clever. I think he's smart. I mean, you look at his resume, I think he's like 37 years old to be a coordinator for.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This long, he's been on head coach interviews for a while. It feels like this is the next step for him. He's probably ready for this. I think he's very smart offensive mind. Just scored 55 in the title game. But, yeah, when you talk to him or you hear him, he doesn't come across as that, like, you know, the new wave of the Sirianni, Dan Campbell, Mike Tomlin, like, rah-rah, leader of men. Now, he might be able to grow into that, and maybe he's different behind the scenes than we see. But I think you're getting a smart offensive mind. We'll see how he grows as a leader.
But your station is all sports. Sometimes it doesn't have to be the head coach. It can be the coordinators that take on that role, right?
Sure. Yeah, and for him, you know, I think his staff will be important. Can he hire a really good defensive coordinator? Because you know how this is now. Like, what the coach has one side of the ball that they are expertise on, and the other side, so you got to have someone good. And if he hired, maybe it's his defensive coordinator that is more of that rah-rah guy.
So when it comes to his inventiveness, his creativity, managing what the Saints have on offense now, working with Derek Carr, Alvin Kamara, et cetera, thoughts on that?
So I think he did just over his career, I think he's done a nice job developing quarterbacks, which they're going to have to do, probably get a new young one in New Orleans soon. But, you know, in Dallas, Dak Prescott was good. He made him really good. And then in Philadelphia here, they wanted to throw the ball to start the season. It wasn't working. They were 2-2. You mentioned that game against the Saints. And he realized our bread and butter is to run the football. And they created this scheme where they run it a lot, but also – create enough in the passing game. I think he's done a nice job this season. I think he's going to be a good coach for you guys.
And I know you got to go, but I got to keep picking your brain here, because when it comes to Saquon Barkley, what was the feeling in Philadelphia when the fans realized that the Giants let this guy go?
It was a lot of excitement because he's from just north of Philadelphia. He's a Pennsylvania kid, so there was that excitement.
Well, if it's north of Baton Rouge, it's all the same.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right about that. So with that, it was excitement, but I don't think people realized how good he still was until the season started. Because, you know, for the Giants, his numbers went down because they were so bad. It was like, is he still the same guy? Is it worth it? And then once we started watching him in the first few games, like, oh, my goodness, how did the Giants let this guy go? He's amazing.
How do you see this playing out? You got Jalen Hurts and, you know, talk about scales, offense, defense, coaches. How about Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes? How do you see this game playing out?
I think it's going to be points. It's a fast track. It's a dome. You have Andy Reid with 2 weeks to prepare. I know we have two good defenses in this game, two top five defenses. I think there's going to be points. Last time we saw this game 2 years ago, it was 38-35. I don't know if we get quite that high, but I think it's in the upper 20s or low 30s to get to a win this game.
But see, that brings me to another point, which is, and I don't mean to take in an area where you don't want to go, but the total on this game started at 49.5. It's down to 48.
Yeah.
I don't get that. And going back to, you mentioned the Commanders game. Man, that was the easiest bet I ever won in my life. The Eagles beat the over.
Yeah.
The total on a game. So I don't see where in the world, I know he's got to go, but I don't know where in the world we they come in with the under on this.
I don't think so either.
I mean, like, I know, you mentioned a fast track.
Yeah.
It's indoors.
Well,
I don't.
The last time Saquon Barkley played on turf was in Los Angeles in November. He ran for 255. I mean, you get these skill players on turf, they take off. I think we're getting an over game, too.
I don't see. And look, do you own – wager and make your own guess, but I don't know. Any final thoughts before you go, Joe? I appreciate your
time.
Well,
I appreciate you having me. New Orleans has been amazing. Thank you for the recommendation. I'm going to do a show and then get a po'boy after that.
Yeah, Parkway and then Brocato's. Real quick, and when it comes to Philly cheesesteaks, what's it, Geno's or Pat's?
So those are the two big ones. I would go to, if you ever come up to Philadelphia, John's Roast Pork. That's the place.
Really?
Yes.
And is it with or without? Is that what y'all talk about, the cheese
whiz?
Yeah,
you could say it. Yeah, with or without. Or you could, that's cheese whiz, which is like the artificial stuff. Or you can just get like American or provolone.
Go to Parkway and get the best po' boy in your life.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you.
I get some people mad listening, but that's the way I feel about it. Thank you, Joe Giglio. Enjoy your time with the city. Appreciate it, man. Fly, Eagles, fly. Well, actually, fly over fly is what I'm looking at. I don't really care. 8:54 and okay, good. Yeah, we're going to take a break here on WWL. For traffic. I didn't know if he was back.